Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. The Albert Lea American Legion baseball team saw their summer season come to an end yesterday after getting beat by Austin on Monday by the score of 8-1. Stuartville beats Albert Lea yesterday 10-1. The Albert Lea American Legion baseball team wraps up their summer season with an 8-7 record. Jack Mayfield hit a three-run homer, and Andrew Haney finished seven innings for his longest start of the season as the Angels beat our Minnesota Twins last night by the score of 3-2. Probably the bigger news for the Minnesota Twins, they have sent Nelson Cruz to Tampa Bay. Maybe the first of many trades for Minnesota. In exchange, the Twins get minor league right-handers Joe Ryan and Drew Strotman. But again, Nelson Cruz, now a member of the Tampa Bay Rays. The NFL had to reschedule several games last season due to COVID-19 outbreaks within teams. The league won't be as willing to do that this year. The NFL has informed teams they could potentially forfeit a game due to an outbreak among non-vaccinated players, and that players on both teams would not get paid that week. In a memo sent to clubs that was obtained by the Associated Press, Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league doesn't anticipate adding a 19th week to accommodate games that can't be rescheduled within the 18-week regular season. However, forfeits are among the consequences. For purposes of playoff seeding, the forfeiting team will be given a loss and the other team will be given a win. The league says more than half its teams have COVID-19 vaccination rates that are greater than 80% of their players, and more than 75% of players are in the process of being vaccinated. Yermin Mercedes has changed his mind and is back with the White Sox AAA affiliate one day after posting that he was retiring from baseball. Mercedes apologized for his decision to leave the sport and was in the lineup Thursday for the Charlotte Knights against the Durham Bulls. The surprising rookie carried the White Sox with his booming bat early in the season and was sent to the minors following a prolonged slump. Thousands of fans lined the streets of downtown Milwaukee Thursday to catch a glimpse of their beloved Bucks in a parade to celebrate the city's first NBA championship in a half a century. Open-air buses and flatbed trucks carried Bucks stars, including Finals MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo and Drew Holiday, as well as the trophy they captured Tuesday night with a Game 6 victory over Phoenix. The New Orleans Pelicans have hired Phoenix Suns assistant Willie Green as their new head coach. Green is a first-time head coach after serving as an NBA assistant coach the past 5 years with Golden State and the Suns. He was a member of two NBA title-winning staffs with the Warriors in 2017 and 2018. The NHL has sent teams two versions of the schedule for the 2021-22 season. One includes an Olympic break to pause the season so NHL players can go to Beijing. The other is what the season would look like if the league, players, and international officials cannot reach an Olympic agreement. Speaking of the Olympics, the opening ceremonies were held this morning in Tokyo. And some Olympic notes, the West African country of Guinea has reversed an earlier decision to pull out of the Olympics and will send a delegation of five athletes. The country's Minister of Sports made the announcement Thursday after national and international outcries that followed an earlier declaration that Guinea would not send athletes to Tokyo, blaming the coronavirus and its variants. The World Anti-Doping Agency says several Russian athletes have been kept away from the games because of doping suspicions based on evidence from a Moscow testing laboratory that was shut down in 2015. WADA's Director General says it intervened with sports bodies to ensure the handful of athletes were not selected. The team of 335 Russian athletes accredited for Tokyo is competing without a national flag and anthem as punishment for state tampering with the Moscow Labs database. The IOC says it'll now include images of Olympic athletes taking a knee in its official highlight reels and social media channels. Players from five women's soccer teams kneeled in support of racial justice before their games on Wednesday. Again, the Albert Lea American Legion baseball team saw their season come to an end yesterday. They got beat by Stuartville 10-1. Twins got beat by the Angels 3-2. And again, Nelson Cruz traded from the Twins to Tampa Bay. And that's a check of sports. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm.